Poland was once seen as a beacon of democracy in Central Europe, but now there's real concern that Poland is sliding toward authoritarianism. The Polish right-wing ruling party has forced out nearly half of its Supreme Court justices. Christian Davies is The Guardian's correspondent in Warsaw. I asked him if the system in Poland works like the one we have here in the U.S. with three branches of government.
The Polish constitution was established in 1997, and it was very deeply informed, not just by Polish constitutional traditions, but also by the American constitutional tradition in particular. And this is one of the points of this dispute, is that the separation of powers is explicitly enshrined in the Polish constitution, not just in principle, but also in detail, all the different ways in which the judicial branch in particular is protected. And that includes making it impossible to remove judges by the executive branch, but also for certain high-level positions to have constitutionally guaranteed term mandates.
And so how is the current Polish government changing the arrangement of the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court in Poland does have a retirement age, which is 70. But a year ago, the government tried actually to pass a law terminating the positions of every member of the Supreme Court all at once. But this generated mass protests, and so they decided to try another way. And the way they decided was to lower the Supreme Court retirement age in such a way that around 40% of the court would have to leave, combined with the law actually expanding the court from around 70 or 80 judges to 120, and the fact that the government has taken over the body which appoints Polish judges. This would then give the Polish government the power, according to its law, to get rid of a lot of judges and to appoint up to 2/3 of the Supreme Court after that. So this is essentially the executive not just removing some judges, but giving itself the power to appoint and take control of the Supreme Court. It would be the equivalent of Congress passing a law saying that all Supreme Court judges in the US have to retire at the age of, let's say, 35. And if all the judges happen to be over 35, well, then they will have to retire. And that would give the president the right to appoint all their replacements. I mean, that's the equivalent.
And this law has passed, and so the Polish government is going ahead and doing this.
The law was passed early this year, and the law gave judges over the age of 65 who want to continue the right to apply to the president of Poland for an extension to their term. The problem is, first of all, the constitution doesn't allow judges to be removed by the executive. But there's a reason why the Supreme Court president's position has come under so much scrutiny, which is the constitution explicitly says that the term of the president of the Supreme Court is 6 years, and she's only 4 years into her term. And therefore, to force her to retire after 4 years of a 6-year term, she and most of the Supreme Court judges argue, is an explicit violation of a constitutionally guaranteed mandate.
And you're talking about Małgorzata Gersdorf, who, despite this change, she showed up to work today and had a lot of supporters there.
The government is arguing, well, we've passed this law saying that you have to retire because you're over 65. Conveniently, Gersdorf actually turned 65 on the day that the parliamentary proceedings started on the law. And Gersdorf is saying, well, the constitution says that my term is 6 years, so I will serve 6 years. That's the position of a General Assembly of Supreme Court judges issued resolutions last week saying that they support her in that. And that's why she turned up to work this morning.
What's the Polish government's rationale for these changes?
One particular argument that the government tries to use is that the Supreme Court is somehow packed with appointments from the communist era. The Prime Minister, Mateusz Morawiecki, likes to say that he and other anti-communist activists were persecuted by people who are still in the Supreme Court, and he used the example of the period of martial law. Well, when he started saying that early this year, out of about 86 Supreme Court judges, there were precisely two who had been judges during the martial law era. And he hasn't yet managed to account for the other 97.5% of Supreme Court judges. The other thing, of course, is that the Law and Justice ruling party member of parliament who's been responsible for pushing this legislation through parliament is himself a former communist prosecutor who prepared prosecutions against Solidarity activists in the 1980s. So this is really a fictionalization of a very complicated situation when you have a country that used to be communist and then became democratic. And this is being used by Law and Justice as a justification, what they're doing.
What do you think is the implicit goal?
what more can one say? This is an attempt to take power. I mean, it's really not very much more complicated than that. I think for your American listeners, it's very important to stress that the Supreme Court in Poland is not the court that normally rules on the constitutionality of legislation in the way that the American Supreme Court does. Poland has a separate court called a constitutional tribunal, which is the court that rules on the constitution. But the government has already taken over that court, and the Supreme Court doesn't recognize the current constitutional tribunal as legitimate, because that too was taken over by the executive in exactly the way that they're trying to take over the Supreme Court. So you can see this has been a step-by-step process of taking all of the judicial and democratic institutions over to assert direct ruling party oversight and control. And the Supreme Court is the only institution left.
How popular is the ruling party? I mean, if this law passed, I'm assuming some people support it.
The ruling party is leading in the polls. It has done for some time. But a constitution is a constitution. I shouldn't have to explain that to American listeners. Popular or not, the executive does not have the right to pass laws that overtly violate the constitution.
How are Polish citizens responding?
My observation actually is that you have one part very motivated in support of the government and what they're doing, one part very highly motivated against, and the different parts protest at different times. But to the disappointment, I think, of the Polish legal profession and to democratic activists, they haven't been able to really mobilize on any kind of mass level.
I know the European Union is really alarmed at what's going on in Poland, and it's taking some pretty drastic measures. What are they, and will they have any impact?
The European Commission has decided to take the case to the European Court of Justice. So were the European Court of Justice to issue a ruling condemning or declaring illegal what's happening in Poland, that would have very, very severe consequences, not just for the Polish government, but for Poland as a whole.
Christian Davies reports from Warsaw for The Guardian newspaper. Thanks, Christian.
Thank you so much.